I think that possibly maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the paths that your eyes wander down. I wanna come too. I think that possibly maybe I'm falling for you. No one understands me quite like you do. Through all of the shadowy corners of me, I never knew just what it was about this old coffee shop I love so much. And all of the while, I never knew. I think that possibly maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the waters that make your eyes shine. Now I'm shining too. Because, oh, because I've fallen quite hard over you. If I didn't know you, I'd rather not know. If I couldn't have you, I'd rather be alone. I never knew just what it was about this old coffee shop I love so much. And all of the while, I never knew. I never knew just what it was about this old coffee shop I love so much. And all of the while, I never knew. All of the while, all of the while, all of the while, all of the while, it was you.
Heaven Incarnate with, I don't know the name of this song. Falling in Love in a Coffee Shop?
I don't know either.
I just remember I put it into the voting for the VHMAs wrong because I didn't know the name of this song, and he titled his topic in his singles something about a coffee shop. So oh. I thought the name of the song was something about a coffee shop. No. So, I think someone told me later on it's called Falling in Love in a Coffee Shop or something like this, but this was, what was this? This was from The Voice, I think, right?
Yes.
Yes. This was another one of, I think, like, turning point performances in someone's VH singing career, because this was probably the best I've ever heard Heaven, so it's appropriate that he put this song into the hat for this show, because I just love it. I love this.
I love his tone. I love his emotion. I love the performance. I just think it's so beautiful. And it just makes me want to, like, have Heaven sing more often. I don't know. This was just so perfect.
I know. This is like,
in so many ways.
When he sings this, it's like, why don't you sing more often, Heaven? This was awesome. And there was something about his quality in this that was, like, so clear that I don't ever recall hearing from his recordings before. Like, before, like, I don't know. From hearing him in the past, and then all of a sudden hearing this was like, whoa, what happened to his mic quality? It got like 1,000 times better than I ever remember it being. Like, the mixing on it was...
I know.
Awesome.
Yes.
It's so... Dreamy. You're dreamy, Heaven Incarnate. You're dreamy. Is someone playing a video? Is someone playing, like, Super Mario?
Oh, sir, that is my phone.
Okay.
It's ringing.
Would you like to answer it?
No, I wouldn't.
It's like, you can sit here and listen as you answer it.
There, it stopped. Stopped.
But seriously, Heaven, this, like, is definitely one of your crowning achievement performances, and I'm really glad that you submitted it so we can hear it again and gush over it again, because I love it.
Yes.
I like we're all like,
we're all like, this is amazing. It's so, like, relaxing too. Like, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't think I've ever heard him sing.
Ooh, do you like his voice?
Yes.
Clearly, yes. You have gained a new fan today, Heaven. If nothing else, the show has gotten you a new fan in Cassie. Yay! All right, so does anyone else have anything more to gush about this song?
No, I could gush forever, but no.
Okay, well, we're going to stop you from gushing anymore, because then you'd be a gusher.
Gusher.
Zing, I think. I think I just made a joke.
I haven't had those in forever.
Fruit by the Foot's better. Anyways, coming up next, we have Princess Garnet.
Garnet.
Ta.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Them other girls don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I think you're special, it's behind your back.
Yeah.
So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah. Take him to the bridge. Come on.
Dirty day. Uh-huh. You see these shackles, baby, I'm his slave. Uh-huh. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take him to the chorus.
Come here, boy.
Go ahead, be going.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be going.
The VIP.
Go ahead, be going.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead,
let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be going.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be going.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be going.
Come here, child.
Go ahead, be going.
Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be going.
Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be going.
Get your sexy on. Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be going.
Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be going.
Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be going.
Get your sexy on. Get your sexy on. I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Boy, let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah. Take him to the bridge. Come on.
Dirty day. Uh-huh. You see these shackles, baby, I'm his slave. Uh-huh. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take him to the chorus.
Come here, boy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone.
The VIP.
Go ahead, be gone.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead,
let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come here, child.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy on. Get your sexy. Get your sexy. Get your sexy. Get your sexy on. Get your sexy on.
You ready? You ready? You ready? Yes.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers, watch how I attack.
Yeah.
If that's your boy, better watch your back.
Yeah.
Cause he'll burn it up for me, and that's a fact.
Yeah. Take him to the chorus.
Come here, boy.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone.
Let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone.
Come here, child.
Go ahead, be gone.
And you're just sexy.
Go ahead, be gone.
And you're just sexy.
Go ahead, be gone.
And you're just sexy, y'all. Get your sexy,
yeah.
Get your sexy,
yeah.
Get your sexy on. Get your sexy on.
Ooh. Ooh. You ready?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. You ready?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. You ready?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. You ready?
Yes.
And this was Princess Garnet. That failed miserably. Whatever I was trying to do there with Sexy Back. Was this a hit single or was this for Last Boy Singing?
This was for Last Boy Singing,
That is what I thought. And I thank you.
Did it say in her email?
No, it did not say in her email. But I'm like 99.9% sure it was for Last Boy Singing. Like, I feel like I've heard that. Like, another thing I have not heard previously. So this is my first time experiencing this.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. I especially like the back vocals. However, much like with Melly's teeth, I am now very uncomfortable. Because I have heard Princess
Garnet. This is a night of making Ambi uncomfortable.
I have now heard members of VH make sounds that I had hoped I would never hear them make. That should be around in this show. The theme. Yes. Sounds that members should not have other members hearing.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
I could do that one.
No.
I've got quite a few of those.
No! too much information, Rochelle Yeller.
Oh, please, Ambi. Oh, please.
No, but I as uncomfortable as it makes me to hear other members of VH making sex sounds, she did very good. Sex sounds. Behind her vocals, they were very enthusiastic. If you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Ambi is hot for this song.
No.
I just like hearing Ambi be awkward. I think it's really funny.
Awkward Ambi is the best kind of Ambi.
It is. I imagine it as, like, you know when you're on fanfiction.net and you, like, see, like, awkward exclamation point Ambi. That's what I imagine it as.
Uh-huh.
Like when someone's, like, out of character or something.
And that reference just made me feel even more awkward about our friendship.
Oh, please. You know that you, like, read fanfiction, as does the world.
Bad fanfiction's the best. How? What do you girls feel about this?
I think it's sexy.
Back.
I think Garnet did a good job of, like, pulling off this song as a woman.
Yeah, because, like, it's such a man. It's a man song.
Yeah.
I know, like, Justin Timberlake songs do not always have the best history with girls trying to cover them. Like, I know of many people that are like, I hate Justin Timberlake, brah, gender bend.
I mean, he does sing pretty high, so I get why. He's a popular choice.
For gender bendage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cassie, would you ever sing Justin Timberlake songs? I know I would not, because I don't like any of Justin Timberlake's songs.
Rami River.
Probably not. Except maybe this one I would do, but just because I think it's a silly song, kind
of. It kind of is, if you, like, think about it. Like, it just, like, because this was his first single, wasn't it, like, outside of NSYNC?
Like, no idea.
Cry Me a River was definitely.
Okay.
Or like, what was that other song? Hold on, I'm like working it up now.
Oh, he had another. What was his other song? This and Cry Me River, the only ones I remember from him.
He had like this. Okay, well, it was he had Cry Me a River, and then he also had like What Goes Around Goes Around Goes Around Goes All the Way Back Around. And then there was another like summer one too.
I forgot that song.
That he sang like summer something.
Summer.
I don't remember how it goes, but that one came first too, definitely.
Okay, for some reason I thought this was like his like breakout song.
Breakout.
I think this was one of the ones that like definitely was kind of like better for him.
I'm Justin Timberlake. I cut off all my hair and I'm no longer in NSYNC. Love me.
Oh, I don't remember how this song goes, but it was like something about being summer love, whatever.
I'll look it up later.
But that one was another one.
Yeah, but I'm officially, as of right now, requesting that Cassie sing this song.
Oh, boy.
I'll make it even more... I'll post it in the song request thread later on. I'll make it even more official. Even more official.
Even more official.
Even more official.
Admit it, Anne, but you just want to hear me make sex sounds.
No!
Amy wants to hear me
Speaking
make
of sex sounds.
Yeah.
I just had a really bad introduction, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's wrong on so many levels. It's wrong on so many levels. Because I was going to introduce the next person by saying, speaking of sex sounds, coming up next is...
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to do that because that's even really awkward. I just said it, so I might as well just go full out. Speaking of sex sounds, coming up next is Russell Gold.
Wait, what? How is that speaking of sex sounds? I'm so confused. What the fuck? Where is this show going? What direction?
I have no...
I want off. Yeah. I didn't sign up for this.
I don't think anyone... I didn't even sign up for this. Russ is up next.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi, and I see antlers up on the wall. When you see a lake, you think picnics, and I see a largemouth up under that log. You're probably thinking that you're gonna change me, and some days, well, maybe you might. Scrub me down, dress me up, all, but no matter what, remember, I'm still a guy. When you see a priceless French painting, I see a drunk naked girl. You think that riding a wild bull sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl. Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of, and in a weak moment I might walk your sissy talk, hold your purse at the mall, but remember, I'm still a guy. And I'll pour out my heart, hold your hand in the car, write a love song that makes you cry. Then turn right around, knock some jerk to the ground, 'cause he copped a feel as you walk by. I can hear you now talking to your friends, saying, yeah, girls, he's come a long way. From dragging his knuckles and carrying a club and building a fire in a cave. But when you say a back rub means only a back rub, then you swat my hand when I try. Well, now what can I say at the end of the day? Honey, I'm still a guy. And a love song that makes you cry. Then turn right around, knock some feel as you walk by. These days there's dudes getting facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands. You can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all of these men lining up to get neutered, it's hip now to be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, honey, I'm still a guy. All my eyebrows ain't plucked, there's a gun in my trunk. Oh, thank God, I'm still a guy. Yeah, boy.
Ain't no potty like a Russell Gold potty.
Wow.
I forget where I actually said that. I think it was...
Was it a Lone Star One? Because that's where this song was from. This is officially the oldest song on the show.
Ever.
Is it?
This like this show that we are running today, like of everything that's been turned in, this is officially like the oldest thing anyone's turned
it
in.
It is.
Yeah.
Lone Star One was a long time ago. God, hey, did you guys know that Dylan won Lone Star?
No.
Did he?
Really?
You know, right? It's crazy. You never would guess. God. He never talks about it
or anything.
Never,
ever, no. He's so modest about it.
I know.
But, Russ, yeah, the thing I find so amusing about this was when I first started was, this is when I had heard this back in Lone Star One, but I forgot that I had heard it. So when I first started playing, I remembered like, wow, for a song about like, I'm still a guy, it's got a very girly backtrack sound to it, like the little music box sound.
It really does.
I love that about it. And he was very manly. Like, that's what I thought was really awesome about this. It's a very manly song, and Russ was very manly in it. Her. Can I hear your manly voices, ladies? Whoa, Cassie's good at a manly voice.
Yeah, Cassie was like, good. I was like, hello, Abby. Don't ever let me do that again.
You sound like one of those like people like who smoke too much. Like I can't do it.
Oh, hello, Abby. Now we sound like Roz from Monsters, Inc.
That was like me impersonating Dylan impersonating me.
Audition like, for Who Dat. Audition's open now. Plug.
Ooh. There's a lot of plugs in this.
Love. Complete. That's basically what this show is going to be. It's going to be like having fun listening to these things because we've already been critiqued by other people and we know they're awesome. So there's not a lot more to say about these. I mean, they're awesome. This is so good, Russ. But even as good as this is, I think that as a performer, you have gotten better since this performance as well.
Yeah, me too. I think you had some better songs on Lone Star 2 even.
Yeah, so... Maybe, you know what? He's probably saving all the really good stuff for when everybody else, like, uses up all their best stuff. So then Russ is going to be like, bam! I got like, all these awesome things there, still like, left, and you've all song. Used all your stuff. Ooh, he's playing this tactically.
Tactics. Russell Gold tactics.
Love it. Love it. Anything else to say about this, ladies?
No.
No? In that case, coming up next is Maddie.
Hot.
Maddie. This show just gets sexier and sexier because Maddie's here now.
It does.
Ow!
Ow!